All right, podcast time. Welcome, friends. The John DeBella Show, daily podcast, midweek. It's Wednesday's morning show all over again for your listening pleasure. May 6th is the date. These were the topics that we talked about today. Murder hornets. You've been bound to hear about these by now as 2020 just keeps on churning out nightmare scenarios. Our COVIDiot of the day today was following protocols, so you can't fault him for that. But you can fault him for his mask of choice. It's Bob Seger's birthday, so we featured him in Song Stories today. Some woman got 20 lip injections, and she's rather proud of her permanent duck face. We spun the wheel of wow once again, listened to a children's book that's really not for children, and we heard about John's meeting yesterday and how people in our company have been faring working from home. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Have you seen the meme of Dr. Evil? There's a Dr. Evil meme that's out there that says, the pandemic didn't work. Send in the murder hornets.
Yeah, I did see that. Not a Dr. Evil. I've seen almost looked like Jesus.
Right. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are they inside? They're protesting. Send in the murder hornets.
Right. I got a story this morning about the murder hornets, and are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. I know you're going to find this very, very surprising, but murder hornets are a delicacy in Japan.
You don't say.
That was close. That was really close.
Yeah. You don't say.
Right. I'm sick of gifts from them.
Right. Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
We're good.
I'm done with Asian gifts altogether.
No more parties.
All right.
We
enough of this
them.
Stuff. We're more modernized. Stop eating the rhinoceri.
Right.
Stop eating the hornets. Stop eating anything that isn't food. No more bats. We want bats, cats, and dogs off the menu.
I was going to say dogs while you're at it.
All right. You know. Well, China put a quarantine on dogs for 2 whole months.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. Cats, not as good. All right. And here's the wildest part about this. They claim that they have a popcorny flavor without the butter.
We're talking the murder hornets.
Murder hornets.
I don't need to find out.
Murder hornets, right? Here's an idea. Try popcorn.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
For us to get to the COVIDiot of the day, there were a bunch of them, but this guy takes the cake. Santee, California is in the San Diego area.
All right.
And Vons is the big supermarket chain that's out in that area.
Mo Vons.
Not Mo Vons. Nothing but big beef.
Right. You know, but like every other state, if you're going into a supermarket, you need to be wearing a mask. And, you know, masks are, you know, everywhere you go nowadays, you got to have a mask on. Well, this guy did have a mask on. It was part of his KKK hood.
Oh, my.
But it was, in fact, covering his face with the two eyes poking out and the big, you know, coned top on top of his head. He is, I don't know if he's a member, if he was part of a costume that he wore to a Halloween party.
If he's a governor from Virginia.
Is there a video crew?
It's possible a governor
from
Virginia.
Is there a video crew there?
We have a picture that Dave's putting up on the Facebook page.
All right.
Right? And there is video, but yes. The picture really does say
he's
it
a
all.
Reality star?
Right.
Real Klansman of Costco.
Mo Vaughn. Get it
Mo
right.
Vaughn, sorry. Wrong store.
We don't have a name, but when you show up with a KKK hood on as your mask, ladies and gentlemen, you are a COVIDiot.
With all due respect, you are an ass.
Whoa!
With all due respect, you make me sick. With all due respect, plug up your pothole. With all due respect, you don't deserve no damn respect.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Well, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
Half hour from now, the wheel of wow, we will spin it. We've got a whole bunch of, I got a space I got to fill in. I didn't fill in last week's space yet.
Correct.
Of course, if you got a song that you want to be the listener pick, you can send it on into us. Just text it to MGK, MGK, that's 645-645. Some people like Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley by Robert Palmer. Wow song.
Sure.
All right. Ash Warrior by Wishbone Ash. No, I'm sorry. A Whispering Ashes Warrior, right? No, not a WoW song. A WoW song is something that was a hit,
okay,
right? And then it kind of faded away. It went, you know, and when you do hear it, you go, oh, wow, I always liked this song. Oh, wow. So that's what the Wheel of WoW is all about. So get your WoW songs into us by texting them to MGK, MGK, 645, 645.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It is Bob Seger's birthday, and we're going to celebrate it in Song Stories this morning. And we're starting out with Turn the Page. This song never charted.
Really?
It never charted at all. Wow. And then when he put the live version out, it became a radio staple, and it just became bigger than it ever was as a single. All right. Bob Seger says that he had no idea whatsoever at the time, though, and he wrote Turn the Page, that it would eventually become the most popular song in his catalog.
I thought it was a rather oddball song, and I thought it was a rather narrow appeal song. I thought truckers would love it. Traveling salesmen would love it. People who are on the move a lot. People who travel a lot for a living. And it struck a chord with people. So I don't know what people take from them, but I've always tried to write something that had some germ of universality. I felt that way. I've been there. I've known that person, whatever.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
And if you leave it in my hands and you ask, hey, John, could you play a Bob Seger yep. song? You know you're going to get that. Every time I go out to visit my son in L.A., who doesn't live far from the Hollywood Hills, right, I will end up being up in the Hollywood Hills, being on Mulholland Drive, and I will have that song with me. And if it's nighttime, it is just blasting out of the car. Bob Seger is his birthday today. 75 years old for Bob today. Happy birthday to him.
By the way, he's got balls the size of cantaloupes. You hear that voice?
Right, right.
Like, yeah, super bassy.
Oh, yeah.
He makes you sound like Taylor.
I got to tell you, one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to talk
to.
Yeah,
I've heard
just
that,
an all-around great guy. 52 degrees outside, 53, 54, the expected high. Cloudy, there's going to be some showers. We're going to get to the Wheel of WoW in a little bit. You still got time to get your Wheel of WoW song into us. Just text it to MGK, MGK at 645, 645. But, Cindy, there's a picture on our Facebook page that you just might want to check out.
Okay.
It's of Andrea Ivanova. She's a wannabe Barbie, and she just underwent her 20th lip injection.
Oh, Christ.
This is nightmare fuel.
This is serious nightmare fuel. It is. In a quest to retain her title of having the world's biggest lips, right?
That's a good thing?
Yeah. Guinness has never come out to measure them, you know, definitively. She's 22 years old. She's from Bulgaria. She spends an average of $166 each time she gets lip injections.
Sorry, I just saw the picture.
That was what the app was? Oh, okay.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, I know.
It's a freak show.
Yeah. But she could get a job as a walking suction cup.
Well, that's true. You climb a building with her.
It's like, really?
The center of her mouth doesn't even touch. She's a literal mouth breather.
Right, yeah, she has to be. It's just, there are a lot of things you can think of when you see that, and then you think, no, I don't think so.
I didn't have any Barbies that looked like this.
What did your Barbies look like?
Listen, I had sisters. You know what the brothers do with those.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
Billy Joel will be part of that Rise Up New York virtual telethon that's going to be happening.
Hosted by Tina Fey.
Tina Fey's hosting a lot of people on it. Sting, Bon Jovi, Billy Joel, Governor Cuomo will be there. Trevor Noah will be part of it. Robert De Niro. Eli Manning and Michael Strahan will also be part of it.
I'm not going to watch it.
Now you're done?
It's New York. Screw
I'm not going to watch it. Tina Fey said no to coming on the show to talk about
it. Did she?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Tina.
Yeah, and she's a Philly traitor.
Right.
Yeah.
She politely
get your ass back here.
Did you politely? Now, did you talk to a direct person for her?
I don't even want to name the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I did.
All right.
They politely declined.
30 Rock.
I said, it's John DeBella. Tina grew up with him. Damn it.
Damn
they blocked my email.
54 degrees outside, cloudy with some showers, the high temperature about 53. We started out that set with Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. That was for Nurse Robin, Robin Margolin, and we will continue throughout the show to play requests for nurses because it is National Nurses Day. This weekend is Mother's Day, and well, here's another chance for a request, a dedication, a shout out, whatever you want to call it. Here on MGK throughout the weekend, it's the mother of all request weekends, and what you do is you send us a voicemail. Go to 610-771-9MOM or write one up on WMGK.com and do it before you forget because you wouldn't want to forget about Mom for Mother's Day. And throughout the weekend, we'll be calling them out and playing them for you, being brought to us by a Chevrolet and Cadillac of Turnersville and Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
MGK.
Give me a second. Sorry.
You forgot the intro.
I was
didn't
so
you?
Worked up about Tina.
Right.
And politely declining, which I doubt she even was told that I requested to have her on. It was probably like, oh, yeah, okay, sure.
All right. Am I good now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Wow.
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 Yep, the Wheel of Wow is back, and people have been texting in songs all morning to MGK, MGK, that's 645, 645. And on the wheel this week, we've got Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, Devil with a Blue Dress, the Raspberries Go All the Way, Kink, Sunny Afternoon. New on the wheel this week, Donnie Iris and Aaliyah, Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat, Quicksilver Messenger Service, and Fresh Air. And then, of course, you got the two listener picks. And then would you turn that for me, Steve, so I don't have to read upside down? No, the other way. The other way. Thank you. Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway. Lunatic Fringe from Red Rider. Rainbow, Since You've Been Gone. Lighthouse, One Fine Morning. Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind. And Procol Harum and Conquistador. Without saying Golden Earring, what would you like to hear come up on this wheel?
Listener pick. I like what they have today.
I like the suggestions we've had come in. We got a lot of good ones. Dave, do you have one?
I would like some Conquistador action.
Yeah, see, I'm with you. Yeah. I haven't heard that song. Huh. I haven't heard that song in a real long time.
Maybe I'd like to hear Conquistador also.
Well, for the past couple of weeks, we've been missing listener pick by one slot.
Let's see what happens
this week.
Ooh, bassy today.
Yeah. Mike is really close to the wheel. As always, this is live on Facebook that you see that we play where it lands. Come on, listener pick. Come on, listener
pick. Put some oomph into it today.
Oh, really? All right, well, you know what? That is a bright tune. That's a great little song to get on up on the air as soon as Steve tells the computer, hey, where the hell is that song?
And right. It should be good now.
It should be good now. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Lighthouse and One Fine Morning, Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
I got an email the other day from a listener who said, John, this is right up your alley. And it was a video that connected me to this woman, Stephanie Proud. All right, it's on YouTube. And she's reading a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, why the hell would anybody send me a video of a children's book? Why is this up my alley? Well, it seems that the name of the children's book is Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber.
Nice. All right.
I'm interested.
So I start to watch the video, and this woman, Stephanie Proud, she's having somewhat of a hard time getting through it.
Okay.
Because I cannot believe that somebody wrote this book for kids. It is a kid's book. It's got the illustrations and everything. We got a graphic of it. And did you connect to the video too?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. It'll be up on the website in
all
a second
right,
here.
All right. Well, we've got a graphic of it up on the Facebook page, and it'll be on the website momentarily. Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber. So let me play you a clip of Stephanie and hear what see if she can get through it.
I thought I would read you the new child's book I ordered offline. It is called Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber.
Prepare
Brenda
yourself.
Has a beaver, and she's ready to confess. As soft and sweet as it may seem, her beaver is a mess.
Oh, my God.
Brenda's beaver's big. Brenda's beaver's hairy. Every guy who sees it says that Brenda's beaver's scary.
Oh.
Samuel L. Jackson have something to do with this.
Brenda took her beaver for a swim down at the lake.
Uh-oh.
By the looks that she received, she figured that was a mistake.
She can tell she's reading ahead.
I love this lady.
She stuffed that furry mound into a swimming suit. It stuck out all around. It was anything but cute.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
Yesterday, I was in a promotions meeting with the promotions staff and the sales staff and all that stuff. I'm not sure when the non-essential workers for our radio station and our radio group are coming back, but I sure hope they clean up before they do. I was in a Zoom meeting.
Okay.
All right. No. And let's put it this way. Sean Burke looks like a caveman.
Well, yeah.
He's like a Geico actor.
Yeah. He really does look like the
Geico
guy.
Was he in bed still? Because I know he wakes up at like 9:30 these days.
Right. And the rest of the sales staff that was there, it's like, obviously, they can't get out to pick up a Harry's razor or something because nobody's shaving.
Well, yeah, right? This is, you got to have your pandemic beard. Yeah, it's like a hockey playoff beard.
Is that what it's
exactly
like?
What it is,
because Joe, our leader, Joe Bell, our leader, has decided that he's not going to shave and is going to get some part-time work as Santa Claus come this Christmas. But for all of you that are hanging around the house.
No doubt.
John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.